Matthew chapter 7. Judge not that you be not judged. Verse 2. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged, and with the measure you used, it will be measured back to you. Verse 3. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Verse 4. Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye? Verse 5. Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Verse 6. Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn and tear you in pieces. Verse 7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Verse 8. For everyone who asks, receives. And he who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. Verse 9. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Verse 10. Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? Verse 11. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Verse 12. Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Verse 13. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Verse 14, because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Verse 15, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. Verse 16, you will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Verse 17. Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. Verse 18. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Verse 19. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Verse 20. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. Verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Verse 22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? Verse 23, and then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Verse 24. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. Verse 25. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. Verse 26. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. Verse 27. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Verse 28. And so it was when Jesus had ended these sayings that the people were astonished at his teaching. Verse 29, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes.